Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
...1999, and the illusion continues. One begs to ask, when will it end? Unnatural disasters happen seemingly every week. Train crashes, shootings, nuclear accidents. Is there any place of refuge one can flee from this insanity? Very few of mankind's creations are designed to make you feel good, unless you get pleasure from seeing the human body desecrated by guns, explosions, fights, and any other things these so-called artists create. In the name of freedom, many have used art as a means to destroy the human mind. As an excuse to continue, we hear, art reflects society. How many times has this lie been repeated? Creations are not real, they say, and yet any one of these people can call to mind images and complete scenes of horror in graphic detail. They will carry these so-called unreal creations around with them for the rest of their lives. These images are now a part of their being. In the name of recreation, these people, in fact, are recreating themselves and their own images. Society then reflects art. In man's decision to further separate from God, his recreation of himself leaves him in a dysfunctional state of confusion. The mind becomes a burial ground for dead waste. Isolated from the wholeness of God, earth, and his fellow brothers and sisters, this man seeks solace in activities he thinks will stimulate his mind. He then begins downloading into his brain a series of man-made creations designed to destroy it. All man-made creations originate from one of two sources, the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. One of these trees contains deadly fruit, the other, fruit of everlasting life. The one who disregards this fact recreates himself and his kind into extinction. You are reading these words on a machine created by man. As you read, you hear a voice speaking to you the words that you perceive. They make sense to you because you understand, stand under the spelling. The words are what binds this spell to your illusion. When you hear the truth, like a memory, you recognize it, and this recognition releases you from all illusion. Many languages are brilliant in their attempt to confuse you. Con meaning against, fuse meaning together. Words in their spell-binding illusions have the power to keep man separate from God. You were born in an all-knowing state of mind. The first words spoken to you begin the spell. The words come from one of two sources, the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. In ignorance or simply lack of respect for God, many use words that confuse the minds of humans and turn them into projections of their own illusions. Because of this fact, many people grow up and blindly assume their pre-selected role under a dictatorship without even being aware of it. When asked what they are doing here on earth, most will answer with statements that do not reflect their natural God-given desires. This creates a pyramid-like structure with the dictator on top and each level under it knowing less and less. Upon reaching the bottom level, which is where the majority is, you will find chaos, disorder, and illusion. With ill as its prefix, illusion is a state of insanity. In the name of democracy, supreme power is vested unto the people in this insane state instead of God. A future recreated to be ruled by man is one of isolation and despair. Returning the leadership back into God will allow mankind to achieve its original collective goal, which is union with God. Ideas contrary to this goal should not be blamed or persecuted, just simply ignored. They originated when man first chose to ignore God's rule. Simply put, in the beginning, the human was made perfect in God's image. They had no need for knowledge. They were also given freedom of choice. The tree of knowledge and the tree of life are reflections of this freedom. The human is now a reflection of their choice. They could have simply chose not to choose. God being centrifugal in nature, freedom was the cause and choice was the effect. In knowing their perfection made in God's image, there was no need to choose. In fact, there were no needs. There was only love in an all-knowing state before the fall. The worst thing you can do is give up your God-given right to choose. For in it, you can choose not to choose. Therein is the final judgment. The illusion ceases, and you awaken from your dream. Now the healing begins. With an all-knowing mind made in God's image, you can create as your creator, God intended. With love, honor, and respect for every living thing in the universe, separation ceases and we all become one being, singing the one song.
I am the universe, the sun, the moon, and the sea. I am
Prince. In the name of the song, it's called One Song. That's from his the Vault. A lot of good music in the Vault, you guys. I haven't listened to the full catalog, or I need to do that. anyway, he had a lot of music that was really ahead of his time, you know what I'm saying? And that was one of them that I was lucky to find. And I think he was still alive, allegedly, right? I think he was still alive when that was produced. But anyway, guys, such a beautiful song. Thank you, Prince. That song was so beautiful. And it was so in-depth, and which is what I want to bring back and talk about today, guys. Ascension System Symptoms Part 2, right? Take 2, right? And pretty much what this series is entailed is there's a lot that is going on a cosmic level, okay? The changing of the guards, if you will. That's how I like to simplify it. The changing of the guard. A lot of people aren't happy about it, although we want to focus inwardly, but focus on the things that may be going on a cosmic level. Enhancing Awareness Radio is a platform where we all learn and grow together. And what I do on this platform is I love sharing many different perspectives, many different ideas. There are a lot of things I know, a lot of wisdom that I do have personally. But I don't like to teach all the time, or maybe I am teaching, right, as far as illustrating the research, okay? So my goal is to invoke research in every one of you to do your own research, to put together your own puzzle and pieces to kind of understand and see what may be going on a cosmic level for you. It could be different for everyone. So in putting this podcast together, Brother Wisdom, as you know, I love him for Cosmic Updates. Conjure Queen, I think I have in this one. Goddess Aset, I believe I have her in this one. But there's and guys, this is the content that I'm pulling from their platforms. You know what I mean? They're on YouTube, and I have all of the video credits, okay, in the show notes, guys. So I love to use that for material and congruent to kind of illustrate a larger picture, right? So please go like and subscribe to all of their channels. I think I'm using someone new today, too, that I was saving for this podcast, but Ascension Symptoms, okay? What are Ascension Symptoms? They may be things that may be going on inside of your body as well as on a cosmic outer level, you know what I mean? And a lot of people don't know, well, a lot of people, we are so engulfed in surviving, right, that we really, once we start to truly pay attention, you will start to see. There's something Auntie LJ taught me on this platform. She said, you know, when you pay attention, right, and I kept that with me because, amazing things that are revealed to you when you truly pay attention. But it is to, you know, everybody's timer goes off, you know, at a different time. You know, it's not to force anything on somebody, but it's the beauty of the unraveling and the awakening as far as your own biological clock is concerned. So it's good to always be in the know. Whether you want to believe, whatever, however avenue, you know, I'm a firm believer that there's no right or wrong way. Just do you, right? Be you. I keep it right by my desk. Be you. You know what I mean? So anyway, guys, Brother Wisdom, there's a few live short clips, but I'm going to go ahead and take it out. On the first podcast, I think I did Brother Rich, and go back and listen to that, guys. Dr. Bill Valentine was giving the masculine observation that y'all pulled a lot of women in this one. Starting out with Wisdom, but pulled a lot of women to get their perspectives, because I like to, you know, visit, if you will, avenues of the masculine perspective as well as the feminine perspective, right, and marry the two, the divine union, as they call it. All right, anyway, guys, I hope you enjoy the podcast. I will be in and out, you know, periodically talk about what has been said. Again, if you need to contact me or the video creators in the show notes to go subscribe to each of their channels, please do so and utilize that. It's available now for you guys. And, yep, so let's see how this plays out. Ascension Symptoms, take two.
There's actually no nothing that was printed by these Saxons to let us know of the real world that we have. When you see in the book called the Bible and somebody, we want to go to heaven where the streets are paved with gold, this was them talking about they want to come to this planet, this realm, which is known as the heavenly realm. All right? When you talk about streets paved with gold, you're talking about extremely powerful technology. Because when you're talking about streets paved with gold, you're talking about a type of technology that we had where our vessels would literally hover over the gold. All right? And we had massive streets made of gold. We had streets made of silver. We had streets made of copper. We had streets made of different crystals. You know, we had, this is what we had, brothers and sisters. This is the type of life that we live. We didn't live this life that we live in now. Everything is created through tar and asphalt. All right? Tar is literally like an inhibitor. Tar is used to make sure that certain energies don't come from the ground. Tar is literally an inhibitor. It's almost like rubber. All right? So you got to understand the methods that these factors use to make sure that we don't we have forgotten, you know, about everything. All right? We talk about concrete. Concrete is made of so many different crystals and elements and minerals, all right? Yeah, we understand that. But for the most part, what we're talking about is what our realm was like. And yes, we had golden streets everywhere. We had beautiful structures, towers, buildings. Our realm was extremely beautiful, but with all that beauty came high frequencies and high vibrations, which these Saxons could not live with. Remember, they were put here by an enemy to make sure that we remain silent, all right? They were put here by an enemy to make sure that we remain at a low state. They were put here by an enemy just to make sure that we retain low frequencies and vibrations. They were put here by an enemy to make sure that we put our trust in them. All right? Just like that Sean Terrence said on that. What did he say? He said, oh, yeah, you know, yeah, they do this here, whatever, whatever. But in the Caribbean, they just chill. Yeah, they just chill. They need you to trust them. They need you to have them appear as if they are beings of peace and harmony, not knowing that they're feeding off of your energy. They're feeding off of your frequencies. They're feeding off of your vibrations. All right? This is what these beings are doing. I just I got a thing from this brother, and he was showing how these Saxons are literally working hard to keep our people down in the prison system. You got to understand the prison system right now, they're feeding our brothers and sisters fentanyl in the prison system. And they say they do that just to keep us calm and quiet so that we won't tap into that powerful energy, that we won't tap into that powerful force, all right, so that we won't tap into that God energy. So fentanyl is a chemical that's created. These factions are working hard, brothers and sisters. Y'all just don't understand. This is what they're doing. You got that one guy who comes on through chariots or whatever. He's coming from, why you always talking about these factions? Because we have to know about our enemies. All right? We know what we need to do, but we are learning them. All right? In our awakened state, we are learning our enemies. We're learning how to fight against our enemies. We're learning how to battle against them. We're learning that our enemies are not the powerful beings that they say they are. They needed us to think that they were powerful. They needed us to think that they had, that we had to answer to them. They needed us to think that we need to bow down to them. This is what they need us to think. They need us to think that we have to worship them. That's why you had the brothers and sisters in the older days. Oh, no. You can't do the white man like that, because you're going to go to jail. You know, you gotta be respectful toward him. You gotta respect him. You know, and in the meantime, while our people were respecting these aliens and giving them homage, they were killing each other. All right? Steve, you see the mayhem that they created? You see what they're doing, brothers and sisters? This is something that you really, really need to dig deep down within yourself and see what our enemies are doing. They are working hard to make sure that you do not rise to a higher frequency, to a higher vibration. And what they really hate right now is the fact that we are rising as hard as they work to keep us down. We are angels. We are, I won't say we're the fallen angels anymore. I want to say we're the rising angels. We are the rising angels. We're going to take this realm to the place where it's supposed to be. Because we came down here and we built this realm into a heavenly place. We had an enemy who literally brought destruction to us because they wanted to be who we are. Sheer jealousy. Got to make it to the planet of God. Got to get to heaven. This is a heavenly realm. Many brothers and sisters from all over the galaxy came here. And this is the place of rest. Though this planet and this realm has seen many wars, we knew what we were supposed to do. And now we're getting back into that motion, knowing what we're supposed to do. I am SEMA, Bob, Corey, our new dark angel, cosmic prince, the last son of our new. I know where we're supposed to be, brothers and sisters. We're taking you to that direction. I link it to all the different brothers and sisters of the olden days. As we link it to this most powerful energy, the structure of life is frequency. That's the structure of life. The structure of life is frequency, which means we must raise our frequency, which raises our vibration, which raises our energy, which takes us to a much higher plane. Our destiny literally flows energy of nature, cosmos. Become that energy, become that power, become that force. And this is who we are, brothers and sisters. But just know, before the shit went down, heaven is what's called technology. And these factions say, we're going to go to heaven, where the streets are paved with gold all over this realm. Streets paved with gold. Where do you think they got all that gold from? After they caused us to fall, they found a way to cut the gold. We had gold everywhere. We had copper everywhere. We had silver. We had rhodium. We had platinum everywhere. And our devices that we flew, our machinery that we used was designed to link into those different metals so we could glide over, so we could fly. Also gave us the ability of flight. Brothers, just understand who you are as organic machines, as original beings, as angelic powers of this realm. And it's time that we bring ourselves back to opposition power. We have an enemy. Works harder and harder against us. Now you got the same thing. They're pushing out this stuff from us. Well, World Health Organization is about to get more power than they could ever imagine. Yeah, okay. That's what they want us to think, that the World Health Organization is going to be all-powerful. In the meantime, what have they always discounted? They've always kicked us out. We have never been in their equation that they created. We have never been in their equation. We have never been in their talking. They only talk about what their people did. They only talk about that. They don't want to discuss us because they don't want to acknowledge that we are angelic beings on this physical province, this physical plane. They don't want to admit that, but understand where we are at this present moment and what is our current status as the original beings of power on this realm. All right? Understand where our enemies are coming from. Understand what they're doing, brother and sister. Understand and know that your enemies are working extremely hard to make sure that you don't tap into that infinite energy, that infinite power, that infinite force. They want to make sure that you don't tap into it. They want to make sure that you remain in a docile state. They want you to trust them, to lead them, to honor them, to marry them, to mate with them, to befriend them. In the meantime, destroy your own people. Destroy your own people. That means you break that bond with nature, because when we begin to bond with each other, we begin to bond with nature. When we begin to bond with nature, we begin to bond with cosmos. All right? Understand the enemy that we're dealing with, brothers and sisters. All right? Give me a second here. So we as the rising angels, let's take ourselves into the higher state of mind. All right? The key point is that we are to resume the status that we once had. All right? And it's that old time. Understand, brothers and sisters. When they talk about going to heaven, they talk about going to a place of extremely high technology, a place of extremely high frequencies and vibrations, a place of extremely high energies. This is what they literally were talking about, going to heaven, going to that place of extremely powerful energies, a higher realm, higher dimensions, a place where portals and gateways and stargates will be constantly in action. Well, we can literally leave this place through a gateway or through a portal and go to a completely different planet, go to a completely different realm. See, let's think about it. They don't want us to access. You know, we're talking about alien beings who don't want indigenous people to access certain areas because they know that we're going to tap into certain powers. All right? They tell us, oh, you can't do this. And then they create a jail system. They create a jailing system. All right? And this jailing system is designed to destroy our bodies, to destroy our frequencies and our vibrations, our energies. All right? I want you to hear something. Give me a second here.
I guess the random crazy charges or so crazy shit that happened because of this video right here. However, I know it's detected, so it'll be a war before then. But I understand it, right? I'm not exposed to something, though. And I was really trying to get enough power to do this. Before you went to prison, if you got family members in prison, that their attitude is different, and it changed, and they always ask you for money, I'm telling you what I know. They gave a spit now. Listen, I was in the mix. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people were struggling because they thought I was smart, I was intelligent, and I was trustworthy. I was grabbing tax. I was grabbing tax from the officers. Consider this. There was no visitation, and there was no mail coming in during COVID. And yet the prison system was at an all-time high with drugs and overdose. How? Where did we get it from? What happened is this. Let me go give you my story. I first we were smoking, imagine weed, K2, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But then out of nowhere, like, my big homies just trying to tell me, they come myself, and, you know, they used to fucking study, train, look at all that shit. They noticed that I was not in office, they come myself. And I said, nah, let's meditate, let's meditate. And when they started coming, the other big homies on the yard, they all saying the same thing. Yeah, something took, he was nodding off with security details. Something took nodding off, and we had to get a shower, Jason. Everybody's nodding off. So they call, they get on their cell phone, they call over the state. Everybody's nodding off all over the state. They asked the officer said, told the truth. He said, just be afraid that they were sitting on as well. That's today, everybody down, keep everybody quiet. What they did was, definitely look around. Whole country inmates can only come out 3 hours a day. And that's how they paralyzed by getting sitting on. We didn't even smoke a sitting on. Now, of course, after they find out we smoke a sitting on, we want to get off that shit, of course. And so it's highly addictive. I don't want to get drugs, all types of shit, bro. And if it wasn't for the big homies and some of the cars I had around me, bro, spirits I had around me, I'd be dead. He always wanted to push me out here so I can do this. God wanted me to come out here so I can tell anybody what's really going on, bro. It's the prison system that's getting drugs. It's the prison system. It's the administration. It's the government that's the leader for the gang wars and everything. They're the ones giving to us, and they gave us fitness. Every big homie that has bumped the system and said, we're not selling that shit no more, and start pushing buttons on any other big homie that we sign it, we put it in the hole. See, who's in the hole since 2021? We push the button and say, no more selling them sheets of paper. Yo, they just took Aggie to the hole before I left prison. I've been home 7 months. Aggie's still in the hole with no charge. They just try to find that the corona drug. Because, yo, anybody that bumped the system with that fentanyl shit, he's taking them down.
So you see that, brothers and sisters? You see what I'm saying? This is what these factors are doing. And they're targeting the brothers as well as the sisters. They're giving them poison to the prison. They destroy them. I mean, that's not all that's being done in the prison. Just like just recently, they told brothers and sisters, all right, they were targeting our people. And they said, if you give an organ, we will take 1 to 6 years off of your sentence. If you give an organ, you see what's happening right now? Yeah, we got to free our brothers and sisters from this prison system. But it's not going to take us going out there, bow, pow, pow, bang, bang. All right? Because they're going to try to outgun us. They're going to try to... We're going to have to go into reach that into a spiritual sense, which means that we got to raise our frequencies and vibration. We got to bring our heavenly realm back, brothers and sisters. And this is why we talk about building and creating, designing, structuring. This is why we are so heavy into building. Because what do? As angelic beings, we built, we created. We didn't build with concrete roads made of asphalt and tar. We didn't deal with that shit. We dealt with real high frequency, high vibrational shit. Heaven was a place of high intelligence and technology. We didn't roll on the ground. Just like we said, everything that you see on Star Wars is literally us. We had the TIE fighters. We had the gliders. We had the riders. We didn't deal with no low frequency, low vibration like these cars that we have. The shit that we dealt with, it was built from a simple aspect. It was built from a simple aspect, but it was highly complex, designed to hold and to move with higher frequencies and higher vibrations, brothers and sisters. Understand what we're dealing with at this present moment, this present time. You gotta understand, we have an enemy that we're dealing with. We have a true enemy that we're dealing with. These factions, these Orientals, you think they're our friends? No. They need us to lower our vibration. And then you got that one chick. What's her name? Jane Elliott. Oh, yeah, you know, all people come from the black race. That's what she said. Every race comes from the black race. And there's only one race, the human race. We're not humans. You see, they have their own spokesperson to speak up and try to keep us deceived, brothers and sisters. Understand where we're going. Understand what's going on. Understand what they're doing. Understand what they did. Understand where we must be at this present moment.
And this is why we must raise our frequencies, raise our vibrations, raise our energies. Because when we raise our frequencies and vibrations, we raise the technology within us. Because we're nothing but technology, brothers and sisters. Why do you think they're giving the brothers all this shit in the prison system? They said to quiet them down. You hear me? Just say, they say to quiet them down. Just like I was talking about just a couple minutes ago. To quiet them down. Because why? Because the energy is rising in us. And they see the energy, the brothers and the sisters in the prison system. So let's give them something. Let's tell them that they're smoking weed. We're going to allow them to smoke weed. But in the meantime, we're going to spray this shit with fentanyl to make sure that they become impaired. They become impaled. Make sure that they become spiritually paralyzed. You understand what your enemies are doing, brothers and sisters? This is just on one area. I was talking with another brother who had just left the military, and we were talking about the weather stuff, and he said, yeah, I just got out of the military. He says that they have the weather control machines, and he says they are always turning the weather control machines on to make the atmosphere conducive to what they want to do. I'm like, serious? He said, yeah. I don't want to bring the brother on because I know the brother. I can put him on video, but I'm pretty sure he wouldn't want to be seen on video, seeing that he came from the military, and then they would, these factions would literally want to come after him. But yeah, we had the conversation this morning. And he said, yeah, the military creates the weather. He says the military has got the whole weather thing sewed up. And they do this so that they can make the climate conducive to what they want to do for whatever missions that they're going on. And you got to understand, brothers and sisters, on our realm, they have a lot of missions. They're fighting a lot of beings. And this is why we got to get in this fight. This is why we got to get in this fight, because they're fighting. They're fighting hard. They're trying to destroy extremely powerful beings on our realm that we can't see. And we are those beings who must come back to life. We are those angelic forces who must come back to life. We must bring this thing to a complete end. It is up to us, brothers and sisters. You raise your frequency, you raise your vibrations, going to the higher realm, creating, designing, structuring, building. When we tell you, we told you, when you start building, you start opening up gateways. What happens? Everything that you build and put into the ground, what happens? You take away the energy from everything. You can build a medium-sized structure and connect everything together within the area. And you can take the energy from a whole downtown complex. Feel me? This is the power that we possess, brothers and sisters. Understand, overstand what is our mission to retain high frequencies and vibrations to bring this realm back to where it's supposed to be. All these bridges and all this other shit they created, come on now. This asphalt and all this other bullshit they created, driving on the ground, using the blood of the planet called oil. Come on now. Everything that we had ran on magnetism and electricity. And this is something that they can't understand, because if they get inside these vessels, their bodies become disruptive, which means that their bodies cannot take this energy. But it's just to understand where we're coming from. Understand what's happening. It's time to bring heaven back. Our heaven was a realm of high technology, high frequencies, high vibrations, high levels of intelligence. We can't continue to be under the strain of an alien-based system who wants to destroy, who want to manipulate, who want to hold us back, who want to keep us in a docile state of mind, who wants to make sure that we don't rise. We have an enemy working with us, or working against us. I'm sorry, we have an enemy working against us, not with us. But we must begin to work with the
each other, brothers and sisters. Understand, overstand everything that's going on. All right? Just want to share it with you guys, all right? You know the deal. All power to the most powerful celestial being that there is forever, ever, ever. Remember, chaos is everything. Chaos is change.
Wow. You know, I knew, I know about a lot that goes on, but I had no idea the level that, what may be going on as far as the prison system. So, this is why I like the Brother Wisdom. Go subscribe to his channel. I'm pretty sure he'll find a way to bring that brother on or have that be talked about more on a broad perspective. But there's definitely an agenda that we miss and that we don't pay attention to, and this is part of the ascension symptoms, to where when you'll hear many people say that they are working hard, if you note, there is definitely an agenda going on to keep you at a certain frequency. I'm not sure how much people get paid or what they're promised or offered in the background. Yet I even see people that I know, you know, they probably don't know I know, but there's definitely an agenda to keep you on a certain frequency. I mean, paid. And what really hurt the most, I don't want to say hurt because that's a deep emotion, because, you know, it's nothing that I'm just crying over, right? Although it's our own skin people that we look up to and that some may trust that do things intentionally because of money. You getting paid to keep the people on a certain frequency, you know, we would do anything for money. And I don't waste my energy there anymore, because I am not trying to change, you know, do you. As you know, that's I'm an advocate of that. Although, doesn't that a lot of energy? Even to mislead, you know, it's amazing the levels. That's all I'll say on that. Go subscribe to his channel. So let's see what else do I got. Let's see what Conjure Queen has to say.
In the left brain, so that way we cannot access our true power. In order to truly activate the pineal gland, okay, which is the first brain, we got two brains, the brain that allows us to perceive the five senses, and then we have the pineal gland, which is the superior brain that allows us to tap into higher consciousness. It is what actually separates human beings, the conscious human being, from a regular animal or a beast. This is what they talk about, Beauty and the Beast, is a story about the lower self and attaining higher knowledge. All these Disney movies, all these shows and stuff, like, they were throwing occult and esoteric knowledge to us as we were children, not knowing that they were planting the seeds for us to wake up at this time. Everything happens for a reason. So when you know they were screaming in the videos, Illuminati, satanic symbols, it was like, no, that was just our ancestors coming back, reminding us who we are. Symbols activate something in the subconscious mind that wakes you up. Peace, family, Conjure Queen here. And in this segment, we are going to be talking about different dimensions. We're going to be talking about crossing timelines. We're talking about doppelgangers, clones, okay, doubles. A lot of strange things happen in the Matrix, okay? So you got to realize that as the planet is waking up, as more people are stepping into higher consciousness, we are shifting energies, we're shifting dimensions, we're even shifting certain realms. Once you elevate yourself, you are becoming closer and closer to God, or to the source from which we all have come. So when you become the source, when you start to manifest yourself as the true goddess or God body that you are literally embodying what God is. You are literally becoming God on earth. So when babies stop and stare at you, when people stop you and tell you you look like somebody, you are now becoming a reflector or a reflection to people, which means that you literally look like them, or they can see themselves in you. Now, this can be a double-edged sword, because some people people may project their insecurities, wants, and needs onto you because you have this reflective, like, energy, right? Especially so if people, if you are, like, a healer, if you are a spiritualist, if people come to you with their woes and worries and random people stop you on the street and they want to tell you their whole life story, it's a strong possibility that you have a mirror-like aura where you reflect back to people their energy. In relationships, you also teach people about themselves. So a lot of the times when those arguments come up, sometimes it's not even necessarily you, but you can be reflecting a trigger back to that person, and maybe that trigger is something that they haven't worked through or done the shadow work to heal, and so now they feel as though you are attacking them. You're also going to notice a lot of strange phenomena going on in the matrix, but I'm going to explain to you why, okay? If you guys don't follow me on Instagram, my Instagram is I Am Conjure Queen, okay? And the reason why I'm telling you to follow is because recently I just a post. Somebody sent me a photo of this girl who looks exactly like me. I'm like, yo, this cannot be happening. And this has been happening a lot lately to me. Like, guys, let me know in the comments. Like, have you been having more occurrences with people who look like you or people saying that you look like somebody or sending you photos of people who probably look identical to you? The reason why this is happening is that we are merging into different dimensions. So imagine there's an ultimate dimension, right? There's many ultimate dimensions, and every ultimate dimension is an ultimate version of ourselves. And if you guys don't know about this, I would highly recommend getting into quantum physics because the scientists know about this already, okay? This is why I love science, because science is literally magic. They just stay in the left brain, but they don't want to incorporate the spiritual aspect into it. Okay, that's how they kept us so stuck in the left brain and unable to tap into our magical powers, because we're so stuck thinking that everything has to be scientific, you know, the scientific method. That can be utilized in magic. However, you have to still keep that spiritual aspect with it. You learn about the quantum theory. You learn about the entanglement theory. You learn about the law of resonance. Okay, there's so many different scientific words for them to pretty much say magic exists. Matter of fact, while we're on the topic of portals and dimensions, if you guys didn't notice, New York City is full of portals. And I'm going to tell you exactly where one of the biggest portals is at. If you have never been to 34th Street, Herald Square, that is a portal, baby, okay? When I tell you, people who are the old heads of New York, they know that New York is full of magic. You guys got to understand the history. There's a lot of blood that's been spilled there. Like, everybody on Wall Street, what? They found a whole bunch of Native American bones under those buildings when they did the construction. And that's why that area, the World Trade Center area, is cursed. Lower Manhattan, the World Trade Center, okay, that land is cursed. When they found all of those bones and stuff up there, you got to understand that a lot of places in New York City is Native sacred.
You know something? In doing the podcast on Lake Lanier, I promise you guys, I was not there, although I got this eerie feeling just even researching Lake Lanier. And it's way in Texas, okay? I could feel them way in Texas. And the same with New York. I will always say, there's something about New York. There's something about New York. I feel that America, as we know it, is one huge cemetery. You know what I mean? And as far as sacred land and our ancestors, go back and listen to that Lake Lanier podcast. But I forgot what it was called, Sedona Park or something, but even Central Park, that was sacred land. And we say Indians, but here's the thing about history, you guys. I feel when it comes to history, I feel that history, a lot of this history is a program in which to kind of keep you even in a certain frequency. No disrespect for the elders or history or those that teach it. Although we keep going back to a certain timeline and we keep repeating this certain story and timeline, although the ancestors before that, the ancient ones, there are a lot of things that happened for that. That's what's screaming to come to the surface here. And if we keep repeating these same stories, how are we going to get an unmask? So this is great that she's pointing this out. But if we start to hone in on that, what if we can start uncovering things that even go beyond, you know, what we know as history today?
Ground. And certain places are never meant to be digged up or have a building or a house or anything built on top of it. I got to tell you about an old ancient ritual. Before a person was able to build a house or do anything with the land, they had to give that part of land or the spirits of the land an offering, right? And if you did not give an offering before digging up the land or burying something on top of it, then the spirits of that land was known to torment you or make you so miserable, so sick, or cause people around you to die. It would literally curse you, okay? It would create all these issues and so that you can move out. Now, imagine you have all of these people in New York City digging up all of this stuff, not knowing the proper rituals. And this is why, listen closely, if you work in construction, if you're a carpenter, if you know somebody who is a carpenter or work in construction, listen to this, okay? It was known that you have to give a blood sacrifice if you wanted to build land or build a building or build a home on top of land. You had to feed the land with something, an offering, okay? Now, when you don't give that blood sacrifice, the spirit will take it. This is why a lot of the time there's certain freak accidents at construction sites. But I know a lot of my friends are construction workers, and they told me some really strange, crazy stories in New York. For one of my friends, I had to actually prepare him a protection because he was telling me, like, yo, every day there was a crazy accident. I'm going to tell you exactly where this was. This was downtown Brooklyn. Downtown Brooklyn is not too far from Fort Greene Park, and Fort Greene Park is very haunted because it's a whole bunch of dead people buried under the memorial there. A lot of people don't know that. But those who lived in Fort Greene for a very long time, they know the secrets of the land. And they had natives there who fed the spirit to keep the spirits at bay. So right downtown Brooklyn where that Macy's is at, listen, if you guys live in New York or Brooklyn, even if you don't, I'm telling you guys just in case you decide to visit. Where that Macy's building is at, my mother told me, even my grandmother even told me, is that down there is haunted. And that's why whatever's always built on top of that area, there's always, like, that building will start a fire. It used to be a movie theater there in the 90s, and so it burnt down. And then they built a Macy's there. And Macy's even caught on fire a few times, okay? People that work in Macy's that work there can even tell you that they've seen some shit there. It's crazy. But the reason why I'm telling you this is because you have to give an offering to the spirits of the land when you move in. Like, this is a tradition that has been lost. Because remember, we lost a lot of our memories. We lost a lot of our cultural history. But this used to be kind of like the norm. Like, if you go to somebody's house for the first time, you bring an offering, right? Like, I hope that you guys were raised that way. And you want to know the crazy part? What's known now as having, like, home training or manners, like, that was literally cultural upbringing. Like, certain things was just taught to us, like certain values, how to treat the spirit, how to give offerings when you enter into a new space for the first time, how to give veneration to the spirits if you're moving into their land. Like, whenever I go to a new space, I give honor and thanks to the spirits of the land. I give honor and thanks to the trees around me. I ask them all to protect me, to bring me good energy, to keep out bad energy, like just to keep me safe and stable. I give them the offerings. We have our exchange, and we in a good place. Nothing ever happens. I never have any issues when I move to a new place. Now, if you notice that you always have an issue, let's say you move to a place and there's always problems. Maybe certain things are breaking down in the house. Maybe there's just supernatural things happening. Like, y'all probably see Amityville Horror, okay, The Conjuring. Stuff like that really happens on a day-to-day basis, okay? This is the norm for some people. And the thing is, they don't know that all they really had to do is pay homage to the spirits of the land, respect them, but people don't know those traditions, so they violate the spirits. Spirits feel disrespected, like how you don't know these customs. It's like supposed to be common sense. So remember, these are ancient spirits, so they're expecting that you're supposed to know these old traditions. The point that I'm making here is that the planet is waking up. Consciousness is waking up. those who are the original, those who are connected to the land, the indigenous people, the ones whose DNA is merged with the earth, those who came from the dust of the earth, okay, you are part of it, as within, so without, as above, so below. That is why we can work with the elements. That is why our ancestors were able to make it rain. That is why they were able to start fires with their minds. And some of you can even still do this today. Your powers are just sleeping. Stuff like this was known as common, okay? They have conditioned us to think that we are not connected to the land. They have, the reason why we have so many issues today is because we've connected from source. We've connected from nature. But we're getting back to it again. And the reason why you need to get back onto nature's good graces, because things are shifting. Nature is going through a cleanse and a purging process, okay? And you got to realize when the human body is sick, what does it do? It sends its white blood cells to attack whatever the pathogen is, right? The virus, the bacteria. So it's something like that that's happening with Earth, where Earth is heating up and going through a fever, a sickness. It's sending its soldiers, its troopers to attack the sickness where it's coming from. And any person, things, or people, energies that are the detriment of the Earth and from her evolving, they are being cleaned from this Earth, okay? The Earth is alive. This is why we are able to habitate inside of her, okay? We have to be living on a living organism in order for living organisms to exist on it. So what is that telling you? Every living thing evolves, right? Every living thing grows, right? And we're affected by Earth, and also Earth affects us. So if that's the case, if you are the sickness that is hurting Earth, then sorry, boo-boo, it's time for you to go. If you're not aiding in this ascension, in this growth process, in the evolution process, because it's time for humans to evolve now, and there have been hijackers of this planet that don't even belong to this freaking star system that have violated a lot of codes that was written, ancient codes. Listen, it's a lot of violations. But we're seeing that karma happening now. We're seeing justice now. We're seeing punishment now. And that's why we're going to see a lot of false leaders fall. You're going to see a lot of entertainers be exposed. Okay? The truth is coming out. There's actually a really good movie that I want you guys to watch. It's called The Happening. Okay? It talks about everything that's happening now, how Earth goes through this purging process. It's kind of like the end of the world, revelations that they speak about, all of the signs, okay? And what it's saying is that Earth is literally purging the people who are harmful to her, but then there's certain people that's not affected by this poisonous gas that the flowers and the trees are giving off. Because everything is evolving, you got to understand that Earth's defense mechanism is also evolving too. Her defense mechanism, her immunity, her immune system, the white cells, right, the soldiers that she needs to purge the sickness so that we can evolve, so that there can be healing here, so that there can be balance in Ma'at here, right, restoring that Ma'at, the year of the seven, the year of the scales, the year of balance, the year of the priestess or Set, the year of the moon, the great goddess coming forward, since the year of conception, new beginnings, harnessing, okay? It's a lot of stuff that's happening, and that water, the Cancerian water, the waters from the goddess, right, the seven energies for this year is purging, so there may be a flood, okay? There may be floodings in strange places. There's a lot of things happening, and the flood can also be symbolic, the flood of knowledge, okay? A lot of people are going to seek truth. They're going to seek the seekers. There is actually historical documents that talk about how the Japanese actually overthrew the Mongols, how they had their priests and magicians to do ceremonies and rituals that can control the water. So what they would do is, remember, at that time, the Mongols and warring people were traveling by water, so they had to travel through ships. So when they would come, they would have the priestess and the magicians and stuff work together, and what they did was they called forth the gods of the sea to create a storm, and it happened twice, okay? The first time, it destroyed their boats when they retreated. They tried to come again, and it happened again. And this is how you know it's not a coincidence. Now, what if I told you we still had that power to tap into the energy of the elements to get the spirits of nature on our side so that we can also step in and assist the nature spirits of cleansing the earth? Because that's what human beings were actually dropped off here for. A lot of us are not even really from this planet. A lot of us are from other star systems, and we came here to be custodians, of the earth. We were supposed to be put here to care for her. She cared for us. We cared for her. It was just a mutual agreement that we had. And somewhere along the line, we stopped taking care of her, and what happened? We got disconnected from her. We forgot how to speak to the spirits of the land. For every sickness, there is a plant that can cure you, okay? And this is what the native, this is what the indigenous people knew. We knew that we had a signature or an agreement with the plant kingdom. And at the point in time, human beings had a very close relationship with the animals and the plants, right? The plants are here to help us cure sickness and disease and also to keep, you know, to feed us and stuff like that. And we also had a close relationship with the animals. We were able to talk to them, communicate with them. They would teach us things. And so over time, we lost that connection with the animals, the community with the bears. We wasn't afraid of them. Like, we were able to work with them. They were protecting us. Somewhere along the line, we lost that connection and communicated with them, and so we started to eat them. We started to eat them instead of protect them. And so that breached the contract that we had with that disease, okay? So when you sacrifice an animal properly before consuming it, that animal can curse you, okay, or damage you. When the human being breached that agreement with the animals, it created a war where the animals started to attack the humans because the humans were just eating them and sacrificing them. And these were people who came who didn't know how to do the sacrificial rite, okay, and violated the code. And so it infuriated the animals. So the plant kingdom realized that the humans were getting sick, right, from not properly sacrificing and doing the right before consuming the meat. And so as the humans started to develop these new sicknesses, the plants said, hey, well, we'll teach you how to work with us, whatever type of diseases you have. I saw more people learning than more people. They have deep roots in them, and it's a reason why we have to continue telling these stories so that the people won't forget. So moral of the story is right now what you want to be doing is connecting to your ancestors, connecting to your roots, learning about your foundations and where you come from, learning how to tap back into Mother Earth, how to get out of that stigma and mindset that they've lied to you about and conditioned you into thinking you're supposed to be stuck in our left brain. They condition us to be stuck in the left brain so that way we cannot access our true power. In order to truly activate the pineal gland, okay, which is the first brain, because we got two brains, the brain that allows us to perceive the five senses, and then we have the pineal gland, which is the superior brain that allows us to tap into higher consciousness. It is what actually separates human beings, the conscious human being, from a regular animal or a beast. This is what they talk about. Beauty and the Beast is a story about the lower self and attaining higher knowledge. All these Disney movies, all these shows and stuff, like, they were throwing occult and esoteric knowledge to us as we were children, not knowing that they were planting the seed for us to wake up at this time. Everything happens for a reason. So when you know they were screaming in the videos, Illuminati, satanic symbols, it was like, no, that was just our ancestors coming back, reminding us who we are. Symbols activate something in the subconscious mind that wakes you up. If you really want to tap into this magical energy, what's going to open the door for you is working with your ancestors because they know the secret. These are the shamans that they killed off. These are the ones who hold the ancient mysteries. These are the ones who know how to work the land and know how to work the crystals. These are the ones that know the ancient language. They can teach this to you. They can show you in a dream. They can show you in a vision. They can strengthen your divination skills and your psychic powers. They can teach you telepathy. They can teach you pyromancy. They can teach you telekinesis. They can teach you all of these things because these things are very real and they are possible. I don't think that it's stressed enough how important it is to incorporate your ancestors into your spiritual practice, how many doors it can open for you. Because so many people skip the ancestors and they want to work with all these powerful deities and demons and angels and saints and all of this stuff, but they skip over the ancestors. Your ancestors are literally like the spokespeople for you in the spiritual world. Like, you got to think about it. When you go to work with a spirit that you've never worked with before, they're going to kind of look at your credentials and see, okay, who the hell are you? Who worked with you? You know, what's your background story? Are you worth even working with? Or are you just going to be annoying? Your ancestors will vouch for you in the spiritual world. They can introduce you to other spirits. They can put you on to spirits that they worked with, okay? So that way you can have a whole entire spiritual army behind you. Listen, family, we have a powerful ritual coming up. We are doing an ancestor money burning ritual. Now, if you don't know about that ancestor money, I'm going to tell you right now, it is life-changing. You burn ancestor money, you will activate your ancestors. If you've been wondering if your ancestors have been connecting with you or not, let me tell you right now, if you use ancestor money, they will be active, and you will definitely know that they are around, okay? If you've been having issues connecting or communicating with your ancestors, ancestor money burning will open up the communication and open up the doorway. Burning ancestor money also brings you prosperity because what you're doing is you're literally paying off your ancestral debts, or like let's say they have karmic debts or they have traumas. It's literally burning away their impurities. Like you're cleansing them with the alchemical fire as you're burning and calling upon the Jade Emperor. As you're burning these hell notes, you're also cleansing their spirit. And as you're cleansing them, they're able to help you. A powerful ritual, family. Trust me, you don't want to miss this one. If you guys missed the previous protection ritual, do not miss this. You get your ancestors on your side, it's a game changer. Okay, anybody who's done group rituals with me know that I explain everything step by step. I'm very thorough in what I do, and I'm all about results. Okay, we get results over here, baby. Our rituals and spells, they work. Okay. So, yeah, I definitely look forward to doing this virtual with you, family. If you're going to participate, let me know. Drop it in the comments. I'm excited. It's going to be powerful. We're tapping into our roots. Trust me, this, just tapping into this ritual is going to shift dimensions. It's going to shift the paradigm. Like, we are paradigm shifters, real talk. But some of y'all have bad luck because you opened up the portal to bad ancestors thinking that all of them going to help you. Meanwhile, you got ancestors that might be rapists, murderers, psychos, okay, just crazy type of stuff. You got to protect yourself from the bad ancestors, burn the ancestor money to purify and heal them so hopefully they can evolve and be able to help you and join your spiritual court. Because everybody has spirits that they come with. Everybody has a spiritual court. And this is also revealed in the spiritual readings that I do. What spirits walk with you, what spiritual guides are around you, your spiritual mother, father, or even ancestors that come. You're more so for the dead. So I know we discussed a lot in this video, but to pretty much sum everything up, we are entering into higher dimensions. Our mind is shifting. We are entering into a paradigm shift. And so many things are changing. Times is changing. Portals are opening. It's something about the water. Okay, pay attention to the waters this year. I'm hearing waters. I'm hearing floods. I'm hearing, like, cleansing with water. I'm hearing, like, hurricanes coming, okay? But the water is more so like a purification water. Like, that's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing purification. I'm hearing cleansing. I'm hearing the great cleansing is coming. And it doesn't necessarily mean, remember, literally, it can mean that the spiritual warriors, which are the white blood cells of Earth that are put here to defend her, to fight off the pestilence and the sickness that keeps Earth from evolving, you, the spiritual warriors, right, you are evolving, and the flood is coming where that knowledge is opening. More people are stepping into their powers. The titans are coming back from their slumber, and it's game over for these false gods. Game over. Tell me what you guys think about this, okay? Have you guys been feeling an energy shift? Have you noticed any of your doppelgangers or clones or twins somewhere in this?
All right, guys, go like and subscribe to her channel, Doppelgangers. I think I've done a podcast on doppelgangers. Go back and watch that, guys. Well, listen, rather, but Enhancing Awareness Radio, doppelgangers. I used some content from Miss Blue, which is somebody that I looked up to, her and Panning Bobby. You know, I come from that wave. So, yes. Yes, love conjure queen, guys. Her the video credits again is in the show notes. You know, as I was listening, I like to pull cards sometimes. Although I don't need cards, I like to pull them, right? So, throat chakra is what came up. You know what I mean? In connecting with your ancestors, you know, and I just pulled the throat chakra came out.
And how are you with your communication? Are you really facing the truth? Are you really facing your fears? What are your fears? What is the self-evaluation thing that you need to do? And how could you invoke and balance your throat chakra? So that may be important in this time to evaluate your throat chakra. Now, when it comes to communication and balance in all of this stuff, how is communication with you? If I can use myself as an example, I would communicate things how I really feel on an aggressive level, but I never would take account in how others may feel from their perspective. So I had been working on that, and the communication has gotten a lot better. You know, I still don't take no shit, right? But there's a way, you know, there's a difference in how I communicate. There's a way that we communicate. So throw chakra, guys, however it relates to you. Okay? All right, so I don't want this podcast to be long because I want to get to shorter podcasts, although I want to insert this one because this next one, I have not heard it. So let's see. It's another queen. Goddess. But see, she already starting off good. All right, let's listen.
Welcome back to another video, you lovely souls. I hope you all are taking care of yourself. And always remember that everything is working out for you. You just must believe it. It's all working in your best real talk. I got this, someone wanted me, a subscriber, a lovely subscriber, asked me to make this video today over 5D Earth spiritual ascension symptoms. So I want to go into this today, because I totally agree with this person, because a lot of people are experiencing ascension right now on this planet. And when you be ascending and you feel these symptoms, disclaimer, not a doctor, always consult your doctor, you know what I'm saying, disclaimer. But when you go through and you be feeling these type of ascension symptoms, sometimes you may think you're crazy. Sometimes you think that there's something wrong with you because they can be very painful. And it's not talked about enough. And it's something that many may be unfamiliar with. So with that being said, let me go ahead and jump into this video, because I do agree that this is an important video, especially right now with many souls who are experiencing a shift and ascending to 5D Earth right now. Before I jump into it, I do want to let you know I have made a video over physical symptoms, like ascension symptoms that will occur in the body, different types of things you might experience. You can check that video out. And I also made a video over how you feel on Earth when you made it to 5D. You can check that video out on my channel as well. With that being said, let's jump into like the 5D ascension symptoms that many people are starting to feel right now. You're not crazy. You're just ascending, my friends. A lot of people, we feel intense energy from like stress. It feels like we're bottled up inside, like it's fizzing inside. It's just, we feel overwhelmed with this stress that just suddenly comes upon us. And it's because our body is adjusting to higher vibration. And it just kind of like the best thing to do is like a pressure cooker, something bottled up inside you, just ready to explode. It's kind of how you feel. And it kind of sometimes makes you feel like you're experiencing insanity in your life, because it doesn't make sense why all these different things are happening. You may have one of these symptoms, you might have two, three, four, you might have all of these symptoms. And especially if you're experiencing multiple of these symptoms, you will feel this stress, intense stress, but it's because of your body getting ready to adjust to higher vibrations. You'll have unusual body aches and pain in your body. You might have your lower back might be hurt. You might have a cramp, you know, feel like a cramp in your leg, in your neck, in your chest, in your thigh. It could be anywhere, but it'll be unusual aches and pain that you normally don't normally feel. Like, it just out the blue, you start feeling achy. Another thing I noticed about when you're ascending to 5D, you're not sleeping a lot, because a lot's going on in the spiritual world at night. So it's like you in and out of sleeping. So you be up around 2, 3, 4, sometimes even 5 in the morning around those timings, because you're not sleeping. So that causes you to feel restless along with all these symptoms. That's another reason why intense energy can cause you know, in the body and feel like you're covered in stress, okay? So I do want to tell you to bear with yourself, be easy with yourself, be patient with yourself. This will pass. You will make the shift. You will get through this. It's just intense like this because your body's just adjusting for new higher vibrations. And a couple other things that I'm going to discuss in this video. So it will be easy with yourself and listen to what your body needs during this time. So you may have to take some time to yourself and away from your daily activities, okay? So you also may experience like a short-term memory loss. And what I mean by that is like you might start like losing sense of your old identity because a lot of your old thought patterns and beliefs are starting to dissolve. They're starting to disappear. So when you look back, you really like, when you start to look back, it's like, it seems so far away, that old person, that old you, that person, a part of that old program, it seems so far away, and it seems like it's not easy to remember that old you. You feel me what I'm saying? And many people may experience it. I did. Most of these things that I'm naming, I experienced. I did experience these things, different types of times of ascending, and I did start noticing, like, I would think back, and I'm like, I don't really remember how that felt. I don't remember, like, who I was, you know, like in certain formats, it's like the memory, short-term memory type of loss. I can, the best I can express it is kind of like that. It's not like you don't forget, but it's like it seems distant. It seems pretty far away from you, which goes into like you be fearing. Don't be scared of, nothing should be afraid of. It's all just the truth, and paranormal activity is real. You feel me? But you might be seeing and hearing things. Like I know I would see flashes. Like what I see a lot of was orbs. It's like a flash of white light that just comes through all of a sudden, and you feel like you saw something. And it'll be orbs because your energy is increasing, your vibration is rising up. And you may also, like, experience, like, hearing things. You might ask someone, like, I was even asleep one night, and I woke up and I asked my fiancé, did you hear that? He was like, no, I didn't hear nothing. I kept hearing it as I asked him. You're hearing, your energy is rising up, so you're hearing things further, you know, away from right in where you are. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you're seeing things. It's like you feel like you see the flash. Some of you might see a flash of light. You might see whatever you see. You feel me? And you might be hearing certain things that no one else is hearing because of your increasing vibration. It's just a connection to higher frequencies out there. You feel me? You also may feel a loss of identity because you are losing the sense of your old self. So when people are, like, talking to you, you may feel, like, spaced out, like you don't feel like you're connected to the conversation. It just feels like you don't feel like yourself. You kind of just feel spaced out. You hear them talking, but it's like you're not engaging or connected with the conversation. You're doing the best you can, but you feel not like yourself. You feel very spaced out. That happens a lot for me. I feel very spaced out in conversations. Like, I'm listening, but it's like I got to try harder to listen to what people are saying. Whenever I am ascending, I feel like I got to really focus on what they're saying because it's kind of like I'm just spaced out. Like, I'm just, you know what I'm saying? Like, basically feel like I'm having an out-of-body experience. Like, I'm not really feeling like myself because you're losing this, it's like you're losing the loss of a sense, you're losing the sense of your old identity and things are changing up. And this is what happens when you are ascending, you guys. Let me know down below if you are resonating with these symptoms. I'm curious to know how many of you are ascending right now or have ascended or experienced these symptoms. Or how many? Let me know down below in the comment section. It's very interesting to me as well because we all who are ascending will be experiencing some or more of these symptoms on here. If there's anything that I don't name, let me know down below because I'm curious to know because I like to learn just like you guys. You feel me? You might also feel heightened sensitivity, like you really probably at these times like you ascending don't want to be around loud noises, loud crowds, where there's a lot of people and where there's a lot of loud noise. You're going to be jumping. You're going to catch yourself jumping. And like, hey, you know that feeling when you're in the house by yourself and you hear something dropping out of the room and you're like, what the heck? Was that, you know what I'm saying? That's how you kind of feel whenever you be ascending because you're heightened. Your senses are heightened. So you feel time, you guys. You might, at the sound of what I'm describing, you feel me, and what I know about this and experience about this, I'm sure what you know as well and what you feel, it might be best to kind of do the best you can to be by yourself during these times because they're not the best feelings and it's painful and it's just, it's not what one wishes to go through, but it's worth it. You will make the shift. You will get through this, my friends. You don't feel like doing much of nothing, which is kind of where I'm getting at right now. You don't feel like doing much of nothing. You don't feel If you're passionate, you be feeling passionate. You don't feel that. You might not feel the motivation. You may not. You might just feel like, yeah, I don't feel like doing this. I just don't. I mean, it's kind of like not being lazy, not your normal self. You know what I'm saying? Just in a place where you just know you don't feel like doing nothing, and so you kind of really don't. You just try to rest yourself the best you can and listen to your body as it guides you and tells you what it needs. I take deep breaths through these times, you guys, because it's very challenging going through these essential symptoms, okay? Another thing is, like, I noticed, like, I had a low tolerance for low energy. Like, I noticed that easily. I was asking myself, like, what's going on with you? Why do these people starting to aggravate you a little bit, like, make you feel some type of way? Like, annoyed is the word I'm looking for. Like, I was getting annoyed and frustrated easier with low energy jokes, you know, stuff like that. It's just like, I just felt like I didn't have time with it. Normally, I could just look past things like that, ignore things like that, but it's like, it was annoying me, every little bit of it, like, oh my God, like, oh, that's so annoying, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really was feeling some type of way, like, I didn't want to be around lower energies, and for a minute, I was like, damn, am I going to be like that forever? You know, like, what's going on with me? This is very uncomfortable. This really ain't cool, because as you know, in the world, there's a lot of lower energies out there, and it's like, you can't be in this space, you know what I'm saying? But this is just part of your ascension. Like, you just have a low tolerance for lower energies right now in this time. This will change. All these things will change because you're going to make the shift. You're going to get through this, my friends, even though it feels very painful. You have a very, very extreme fatigue days, bro. You feel tired. You feel exhausted. You feel overwhelmed. You feel like you don't know why you feel like this. It's like normally you may have more energy than usual days, and, you know, sometimes you get tired, and you know it's like, hey, I'm just tired. I need to, you know, rest or take it easy or whatever. But this shit right here lasts some days. Like, you just feel fatigued. You just feel like resting. You feel a bit irritable. You feel uncomfortable in your body, and it just sucks. I'm not going to lie. It just sucks because you feel also sometimes like you want to, you know, you got to get things done. You have to take care of things, but it's like you got to really push yourself to do it, you know. But for me, like, my body was like, hey, at certain times, like, you just need to rest, reset, refill your cup, you know what I'm saying? Just do the best you can. I was like this for days. I get this one big time. The fatigue for days is heavy on me, totally heavy. And it's like, it don't matter how many times I go through these types of things, I feel like it hits me off guard. You feel me? And that's why when someone asked me, one of my beautiful, lovely subscribers asked me to make this video, I totally agree, because I think this is something we all need to be aware of. And there's things that we experience that shit we forget, even if we've been through it before. And it's like, it's challenging. It flips our mind. So, yes, you'll feel extreme days of fatigue where you just feel like lounging around, you don't want to do it. You might even want to watch TV. It's like you don't want to do nothing, bro. Like, you can't find nothing you want to do. Nothing interests you. Nothing. And then on top of that, feel like you ain't got enough energy to do shit. You feel me? It just sucks, you know. Another thing is, like, you'll have a loss for desire for food. Like, you start to not really have this extreme connection to food. Like, you start to have this, how can I express this? Like, you start to, like, not really, like, but we all have this, you know, connection. We've all had or have this emotional connection to food, right? All of a sudden, you start noticing, like, food is for, you use food for fuel. You start kind of pulling away for it. You kind of, like, don't desire it that much, you know? Like, you may be at a place where you even start fasting right here around this time because you notice yourself not really wanting to eat. Like, you really ain't got a big appetite no more is the word I'm looking for. Your appetite kind of decreases. Like, you don't really have a big appetite because your energy is rising. And what I've noticed with very high energy, and especially after ascension, sometimes this one kind of stays with you, like, in a good thing. Like, for me, like, I don't really desire food much. I just make sure I consume what I have to consume. I most likely eat one time a day, you guys. Throughout the day, I may have an apple. I take my vitamins and stuff like that, all vegan supplements, you feel me? But I might have an apple. I might have a sparkling water, or just drink regular water all day, and I might have a little handful of peanuts. That's it. And as a matter, I eat supper. You feel me? I just all of a sudden lost this desire for food. You know what I'm saying? Like, no connection to it. Just eat for fuel. And that's how it is as you start to raise your energy up. And some people may actually do the opposite, and they may actually start craving food. I don't know, but I think some people, I'm feeling like some people may have that experience, but for me, it's this experience, lost appetite, baby, real talk, like, and it stayed with me kind of like that, and I love it, you know. I'm not really hungry. Like, sometimes my just don't eat, and I feel amazing. You know what's crazy about this? It's actually when I actually do eat, that's when I'm sleepy. It doesn't matter what it is, even foods that give you lots of energy. When I actually eat, then I kind of start feeling a bit sleepy, you feel me? But I can go for like almost the whole day without eating, full of energy, baby, on that prana, you feel me? Let me know if that's you down below in the comment section. And there's things that you can't do anymore. There's certain things you'll notice you can't do. There's certain things you notice you can't consume. One of them is coffee, caffeine. You're starting to notice stuff like that don't rock with you no more. To each soul is different, so different things may not resonate with you in your body anymore. Things you consume, things you do, it just may not resonate with you anymore because your energy is rising up. And also, I want to tell you guys with the intense stress that I named in the beginning, as you're rising up, remember things come out. Things come out as you rise up. So all these things that are leaving out of you, you're feeling them as they're leaving, and that shit is intense and heavy, and that's what also causes a lot of that feeling stress, you feel me, temporary stress, shall we say. So, yeah, you won't be able to do certain things, or you'll start noticing, like, I can't drink caffeine anymore, because for me, I started noticing, like, I drink a very healthy natural caffeine drink, sometimes it's like a half a can, I split the can, right? And I had noticed, like, I had bought a different flavor, and it was a newer one, but the same brand. I was like, what's going on? Is that causing me that? But I was drinking the one I was familiar with, and I wasn't feeling like this. And I didn't know what it was, but obviously, I guess the newer flavor they made, I just couldn't drink. At the same time, I realized that was just energy right here in my body. It was coming up to be released, so I was feeling anxious. So you may feel, like, a bit of anxiety, pressed. You may feel down. You kind of feel a bit in a place of depression, springs it very well. I mean, I don't got to say sad and all that. You just kind of feel in a place where you feel depressed and you feel anxious and you feel anxiety. Some people feel panic because your ego is losing. Like, your ego, a lot of the stuff you're letting go of and releasing, your ego, like, going crazy, basically. Like, it's panicking. It doesn't want to let go of the things that you are releasing, but you are doing what's best for you, okay? But the ego can't take it. It can't stand it. So you may feel anxiety. You may feel anxious. You may start to feel depressed. Another thing is you may have an increasing in vivid dreams, like your dreams be so clear, so real, make more sense to you. You start decoding your dreams, start understanding your dreams. It feels like you're exactly in that place at that time with that person. You understand what I'm saying? They get vivid and so real as you are ascending, my friends. Your dream state kind of just improves. So these are all the things, and there's many other things as well that you can experience during your ascension, but these are the things that I wanted to tap in with you with today that can very much help you, let you know you're not crazy, you're just ascending, my beautiful, lovely soul. You will make it through the ascension. You will make it through the shift. It is painful. It sucks ass, but it's worth it. You feel me? Real talk. I love each and every one of you. To my subscribers who requested this video, I hope this is what you were looking for, and I hope this was helpful to many of you, as I feel that it really is. If it is, please hit that like button so this video can get out. Only if you like it and it resonates with you, hit that like button so we can get this video out to many other souls who are looking for this message.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful. I want to play. Hold on, she got 2 minutes left for this one. I'm gonna finish playing this one, and then I'm gonna go into the one she starts to break down things that could be going on inside the body, because that's important.
Trust me, they are looking for this video, and I greatly appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you all for being here and sharing your valuable time with me. And also, I want to say, if you're watching my videos and you feel like they resonated with you and you're receiving messages off my videos, baby, consider tapping into the full awareness, love, and light that I share here with you guys each and every day by smashing that subscribe button and that bell, baby. I greatly appreciate you. So on the Pure Clarity Mindset family, because on this channel, we getting our mind right. And when you hit that bell, it helps you. You'll get all the newest videos that I drop so you don't miss out on the thing, baby, because y'all already know we up on here spreading awareness, love, and light in the truth, baby. I'm the truth seeker, the way shower, and I love each and every one of you. Many of you are truth seekers and way showers as well. All souls here, baby, okay? So I'm excited for you guys. Trust me, it's a beautiful thing after you get through the ascension. So I hope this video was helpful.
Yes, yes, yes. Love it, love it, love it. All right, let's see. I just pulled it. But she had another one. There we go. Because
very nicely.
A lot of people they think that they're sick, you know. They just like, so we have to know the games that are being played. This is, again, enhancing your awareness collectively, right? Enhancing your awareness, guys. You draw your own conduct, your own. So I know my intentions is to bring you into awareness. That's it. You do what you want with it, right? All right.
Chosen one, many of you are experiencing ascension right now. I want to say this very nicely. It's time for chosen ones to wake up. For those of you who have not woken up yet, please wake up. This is the last time, I believe, for spiritual ascension to occur at this last stage. For those of you who have not woke up and you're chosen, wake up. The time is here. Wake up, wake up, wake up. Feel this message. Feel these words. Wake up, please. Check this out. This video is going to be over the ascension symptoms. Because not only do we experience ascension, it also comes with symptoms. And these symptoms can really make you feel like you need to go see a doctor, because they are very much similar to things that can happen to you naturally. So I wanted to make a video over the symptoms that occurred in my life, so that if you're experiencing ascension and you start to feel these certain things, you'll be aware that these are the symptoms from ascension. One thing I noticed too as well, some people get certain like webs on their body with ascension. Because their body, the energy is so high and it's moving up so high that welts are caused in their skin, and they you probably don't feel it. You just see it visibly. You can see it on your body. So that one I did not experience, but I did experience like blotches in my skin where my skin was like discolored, like light and dark in certain spots. I actually did go to the doctor for this, and the doctor was like, I don't know what this is. She said, I don't know, making a joke, like maybe you're just getting older and your skin's looking like this. I'm thinking, huh? But this never happened before. I've never had any type of skin issues on my leg before, but once I started experiencing ascension, this then came. And I went to the doctor for it, so I want to save you a trip to the doctor, because they won't know what's going on with you, okay? And you'll probably get treated for things that are part of the ascension, and you don't need to go to the doctor for it. It's just, if you're aware of what it is, then you'll know that, hey, this happens when you ascend, okay? So bear with me, because I'm quite tired today. I haven't been sleeping really good lately. I've been really lucid dreaming. How many of you lucid dream? You know how it is. You're really tired because you're really active at nighttime. Your body's laying there as if it's asleep, but you're very active more than you know. And I'm going to make a video for you guys over lucid dreaming and how it works for me. Okay. But another thing for me with ascension symptoms. Okay. Now I'm going to go ahead and go into the actual symptoms that occur during ascension that I've experienced. Okay. The blotches in the skin was one. Another one was like you feel low of energy. You feel drained and tired and fatigued. And it's just to where like you feel like you just need to go take a nap. Like, it's very irritable whenever you feel like you need to get things done and you're feeling so drained and low of energy and you don't know why. It's like, yeah, high energy, going through ascension, raising up. Yes, high energy, some high-ass energy, feeling good. And all of a sudden, it's like, poof, damn, tired as heck. You know what I'm saying? And that's one that definitely probably many of you experienced. And, yes, you'll feel fatigue along with that. I know, like, I also felt like I felt uncomfortable in my body. How many of you felt this one? I know many people probably feel this one. I felt very uncomfortable in my body. I was so uncomfortable in my own body that I really didn't know what to do. I just sit in nature, you know, and just lie down and kind of just ease my mind and get through it. You feel very uncomfortable in your body. For some reason, this is one of my ascension symptoms. Oh, my God. The one that I just, if you watched one of my videos the other day, you noticed my throat was sore. That one comes all the time. It never, it just, whenever I go through an ascension, the higher I go, you know, this symptom right here is just straight on. It just comes to me, you know, like my throat hurts. My throat gets sore. It's only on the right side of my throat. My throat chakra is irritated, and it just gets sore to where I try to make a video last week, and I couldn't make a video because I couldn't really talk because of the pain from the pressure every time I tried to talk and every time I swallow, only on the right side. Very uncomfortable, of course. So it does stop you from doing things that if you have to speak, you have to talk, it does stop you. Also, it's challenging if you use your energy to create videos and you're working with coaching clients and so forth. It's challenging. You got to push through it having these types of symptoms that do occur whenever you are experiencing extension. Another thing, I got flu-like symptoms. So you may feel like you got the flu. Like all of a sudden I started feeling like I was under the weather, you know, along with that sore throat, I started feeling like I was under the weather and I couldn't do nothing but just lie down, you know, like my third eye was like it felt like pressure in there and I just felt very like I was catching a cold, you know, so it's like a lot of flu-like symptoms. Just very much felt like I was just under the weather. Another one is like I lost the appetite. Okay, this one right here, I noticed like I don't really like have an appetite. I really don't get hungry when I'm experiencing ascension symptoms. You know, like you just lose your appetite. You're really not hungry, so you get worried. It's just weird. I'm telling you these things because they are very important. Because you have to run to the doctor unless you want to go for it. Because these are just symptoms that come with ascension, you know, and you can already listen to the symptoms that I'm giving you, and you can see that they're very uncomfortable. These are things you probably go to the doctor for. So I'm letting you know what's going on to someone who's going through ascension, or if you ever go through ascension, you'll know these things. So, yes, you do. You feel loss of appetite. And when you experience all these different things at once, it makes you feel like, is something wrong with me? What's going on? You know, no, this is just part of having an ascension, you know, your energy's so high and you're in a human body and it's just these things come along with it because of that, you know. A lack of sleep, you don't get enough sleep. You feel you probably toss and turn and you wake up tired the next day, you know, and I know that's challenging. So you're not sleeping very well, even though you're tired and you're ready to go to bed, you're still not sleeping good, you know. And another one is like, so that comes along is a lack of focus. So then you can't even focus because it's like so much is going on inside of your mind at the time. You know, it's like it's hard to stay focused with all these other things going on, like all these other symptoms that are occurring with you all going on at once causes you have a lack of focus. So what I do is just go sit out in nature and I just do nothing, you know. I just take it easy and I rest because at the end of the day, you're going through an ascension. All these things are occurring to you at once. And all you need to do is just rest up because all the work you put in and your body now is taking a toll these symptoms are taking a toll on your body. So now you just need to rest the best that you can. I know that you might feel restless. You're probably not feeling like you're sleep. You can't sleep good, so that's why I say just get out of nature. It helps you relax. It helps you relax, and don't be so hard on yourself. Just get through it the best that you can. It will pass pretty fast. It really will. That's the great thing about it. It won't last long at all. You know, like the flu-like symptoms last maybe 2 days, three at the max for me. After 3 days, my throat was gone, and about 2 days, the flu-like symptoms, they went away, you know. Like, it literally put me in bed to where, like, I really couldn't just do anything because I was just done, you know. I just was done. You need to rest. Your body just needs to rest and get through these actual symptoms that are occurring in your body to get through this process. And it'll all work out for you. And after that, you feel very high of energy, baby. You'll have a lot more clarity. You'll have a lot more enlightenment. Things that didn't make sense to you in the past will begin to make sense. Part of your journey, you'll start to see why you did what you did on your journey. You'll start to see why you've been doing what you've been doing, the work you've been putting in. You'll start to understand so much more and gain so much more clarity after you get through these symptoms that are very uncomfortable and challenging. So feel free to let me know down below what type of ascension symptoms occur in your life when you ascend. I'm curious to know, do we all experience the same things or are they different for each individual? or do you have like certain ones that are a bit different from these as well as these? So I think like those are like all the like symptoms I can think of right now. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So all my new subscribers, welcome to my channel, baby. You are loved more than you may ever know. Welcome to the PCM family, you guys. It means so much to me to have all of you here with me during my awakening journey and my mission here on this earth. And it's a powerful thing to have us all come together as chosen ones, you know, and learn from one another and grow with one another. So I'm very grateful to have all of you here. To all my new subscribers and to anyone who is watching my videos, I see that I have over 60% of people that watch my videos who are not subscribed to my channel. Please subscribe to my channel. Hit that subscribe button and that bell as we're growing this channel, baby. So if you are someone who keeps watching my videos, please subscribe to the channel and join the family. All my chosen ones, it's time to wake up. It is time, it is time, it is time. I'm not the one who got the last call, but what I'm feeling is like this year is the last time when people will be experiencing this type of spiritual ascension. That's what I'm definitely feeling. So chosen ones, wake up, wake up, wake up. You are needed here on planet Earth.
And you know what we say about waking up as well as your own biological clock. Definitely understood that. Although, or however, if you will, the urgency to get our shit all the way together is important. And I know many will argue that they're not perfect, that they, you know, hey, you know, we all have our own little vices, right? Some vices more unhealthier than others. Yet, not only just inwardly with our body, but even those external things that, you know, energy that we choose to hold on to. And when I say energy, I mean people, places, and things of the external that we still engage with. You know, I always tell people, always do what's best for you. And whoever is with me in my life, you know, please respect me when I do, you know, if I get you out of my energy space or however, please respect my wishes. You know what I mean? I mean, we're not here to control each other. We're here to grow and learn and whatever, you know. And I'm even learning from my own self, too, to not feel bad for choosing me, right? So I think we have, what, 3 more minutes of this one left. And then I'm going to close out with a song, guys.
Things are going on in the physical world. And you are needed to be standing in your purpose and your passion. You are needed to wake up and find out who you are and why you came here so you can begin to serve your mission, so you can begin to embark on your mission, your journey, your passion, your purpose here on this earth. Find out who you are. Wake up, wake up, wake up, chosen ones. It is time to wake up. Don't be afraid of anything. It's a powerful thing to find out who you are. When you find out who you are, you take your power back. And then nobody won't take that power back anymore because you're going to become aware of so much. The things that I truly see that I never used to see is fucking powerful. I'm now a seer. I see very clearly so many different things I've been experiencing. Another thing I feel that I've been experiencing since I've hit this very, very high energy is I've been seeing orbs for a long time in and out of my journey, and I'm seeing them more. It's like a white flash. Another thing I noticed, like, even in my eyesight, I kind of got nervous the other day when I was driving. My eyesight, like, it felt very, very blurry, and, like, I could feel my heart chakra just pumping, and I could feel my center just, like, pushing. Like, I had so much high energy that I had to know what to do with it. So that's when I started making video after video after video and to crank some of that energy down. And then I was in a great state to where I could go ahead and move on my day and, you know, do my coaching and so forth. So, yes, there are a lot of different things that you may be getting experience with this high-ass energy. You're having this energy for a reason. It's for your purpose, okay? And it's for different things that so you can create. This is your power. So don't freak out if you start to feel very weird, okay? Feel free to share this video and press the like button if you like videos like this. Hit that like button so we can grow this channel, you guys, and so we can wake up more and more chosen ones out there, more people in the spiritual community, so we can get in contact with these people. Check this out. Y'all know I love y'all. It's time to wake up. Find out who you are and step in your power, baby. It's time. It's time. It's time. I love y'all, baby. Y'all keep taking care of yourself and know that ascension comes with symptoms, okay? Come back to see me because Miss Kelly Chopper's pissed.
Yes, yes, yes. And it's not talked about a lot, you know what I mean? Because the premise and the reason of this podcast is I didn't know what the fuck was going on with me. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, my God. All of this, like, you know, I didn't think I was dying or anything, but it's just, it was a lot going on that they don't, you know, we live in a controlled world to where there are intent, okay, body intent to keep you on a certain frequency. I don't know if this is taught in the military. I don't know where it stems from, but there's definitely, and this is my oracle talking, okay, there's definitely an agenda to keep people on a certain frequency, and then you get profit from doing it. Do you not find anything anything suspicious with that? And a lot of people may not, because, you know, we all have, not we all, still I do, although there are many people who have their hand in a stew pot, you know what I mean, riches, whatever you were promised, or however comfortably you're living in the mundane material aspect. Or you get your rocks off by controlling another's journey or by being in power. You know what I'm saying? We want this power in this aspect, you know, of this is why, and I had an epiphany, this is why a lot of the older generations, they hoard. It ain't the money, it ain't the, it's about the power. They hoard power. And it has kept us in a repetitive loop of not growing, of control and low vibratory aspects, because everybody wants the power. And you know what's funny is that when you don't want it, it kind of just shows up at your fucking doorstep, right? And, you know, you don't want to be a part of that, but you are that. You know, this has been an amazing podcast, even for my own learning and growing within myself. And I love her energy, love her energy, love all of the energy. So I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. Please join me every weekend at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. And even the power, you guys, to balance that. To, you know, my yacht, I have my yacht in my house because it's energy. You know what I mean? So you can do whatever the fuck you want to do, okay? This is not a platform to tell you what the fuck you need to do. Because I really don't give a fuck at the end of the day. No, I do give a fuck. But, you know, I'm going to respect, right, what you choose. So for me, ascension symptoms is very important to be aware, enhancing your awareness. And remember, join me every weekend, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central. I know I had that time, as I state, that time I'm coming on, but I find myself coming on more sporadically and more earlier because, you know, I'm not spending a lot of energy on low vibratory things, so I find myself up with the birds chirping and shit. So I'm coming on earlier now. So we'll see how it goes. It's not a set time, but 11 a.m. 10, I do, you know. Anyway, subscribe and join the Facebook group. Utilize my link tree, my Facebook group. All that shit is there. So if you want to stay in tune, you'll find out how, because it's all there in the show notes. All right? All right, guys. See you next time.